Good morning and welcome back to Four States Live, your voice of the Four States community. We are very happy to be doing for the last 6 or 7 weeks a campaign that we call the Friday Night Lights Player of the Week, supported by the Habitat for Humanity Restore in Joplin, supporting our Friday Night Lights Player of the Week. And this week's Player of the Week, a sophomore with the Commerce High School Tigers, is Austin Lake. We have Austin on the phone with us this Monday morning on By the Numbers. Good morning, Austin.
Good morning.
Glad you were able to join us this morning, my friend. We are very excited that you were chosen to be this week's Friday Night Lights Player of the Week. I know you are laser focused on the task at hand, being physically prepared and also mentally prepared. However, starting even last year as a freshman, starting QB for the Commerce Tigers, how does that feel?
It's a pretty rare moment to see a freshman starting. It was really fun. I'd do anything to go back to freshman year. It was one of the best years ever of football. But aside from that, I'm on the sophomore year, and sophomore year is going pretty good. I like it.
That's awesome. And your stats are certainly reflecting that you're enjoying your time this year as a sophomore starting QB. And you even had some time as DB as well, right?
Yes, sir.
You did pretty well at that. Did you get a couple picks?
Yeah, I've been playing DB for about the last two games now because our starting DB got hurt, and I've had 3 picks in the last 2 games.
Good eyes, good hands.
So they're just going to leave me at defensive back. Yes, sir.
Right on. When did you start playing football?
I was in about 3rd grade, but I didn't really play much. I just kind of watched and learned the game. But now that I know the game, it's pretty rare to see me go out.
Right. And I think maybe you had a little of a head start on some of your colleagues because you had a dad who played football in his younger years too, right?
Yes, sir. He has helped me out a tremendous amount of times on the field.
That's awesome. And also, speaking of somebody else who might have helped you out on the field, is your head coach, Logan Collier.
Yes, he has helped me out a lot of times, as in reading defenses and just helped me with my new position at QB. Truly grateful for him.
That's awesome. I know you enjoy the heck out of football so much that you might not have time for anything else. Do you have time for anything else?
Yes, sir. After practices every Wednesday and Sunday, I go to church. Then after church, I usually go and train, depending on how I'm feeling after the week. And then just kind of go home after church and then just redo it all again.
Wow. And I understand that physical conditioning is just as important, if not more, than the mental conditioning. When do you start training between football seasons, or do you ever stop training?
I don't stop training. I train all year round.
And is school going okay? Academics, anything special going on there?
Yeah, it's going pretty good. I got about a 3.5 GPA. I have a couple B's and a 1 C.
Hey,
it's going pretty good.
You beat me out on GPA in high school. Good job. I know it's a little early, barely through your sophomore year in high school. So it's Halloween today. So let's talk about the crystal ball. Does your crystal ball tell you anything about a possible career in football, maybe a college ball after high school?
Yes, I'm looking forward to college ball after high school. It just kind of depends on how my recruiting goes and all that. It's pretty difficult going to a college at a 1A, but it's been done before, so it can definitely be done.
It sure can. I hope you keep working on that conditioning. Good conditioning keeps you safe and healthy on and off the field. So I hope you keep that up. Keep up that excellent level of play. And it sounds like you got everything suitcased. Again, congratulations on your selection as Friday Night Lights Player of the Week for this week. Austin Lake, quarterback of the Commerce High School Tigers, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.